AI with Purpose Daily Radar, August 3, 2026. Today is a quiet day edition. No material new development was found in the last 24 to 72 hours. The useful move today is to turn AI literacy from tool familiarity into observable judgment, responsibility, and agency. The review found no new primary source development in the monitoring window that materially changes, confirms, or challenges yesterday's edition. Items located were mainly scheduled courses, events, previously reported implementation dates, or secondary commentary. This is a bounded search judgment, not proof that nothing happened anywhere. Publication and indexing delays are possible. Repeating yesterday's items without new evidence would create volume rather than insight. That restraint matters to the project. The radar is more useful when silence remains visible. Selectivity protects attention and prevents announcements, marketing, and isolated claims from becoming project premises. Today's base reading is the 2026 OECD and European Union Framework, Empowering Learners for the Age of AI. It defines AI literacy through technical knowledge, durable skills, and attitudes that let learners engage with, create with, manage, and shape AI while evaluating benefits, risks, and ethical implications. It explicitly says that simply interacting with AI tools neither develops nor demonstrates those competences. This is an authoritative, internationally reviewed, non-binding framework for primary and secondary education. It is a curriculum and policy guide, not causal evidence that its proposed competences improve learning. Adaptation is required for higher education, professional education, and Brazilian conditions. The framework reinforces the project's distinction between visible performance and genuine capability. AI literacy should include explaining system limits, checking outputs, choosing when not to delegate, considering affected people, and retaining responsibility for decisions. For a professor, one practical move is to redesign an activity so students must show four roles: engage with an AI output, create or revise with it, manage its risks and boundaries, and shape the final decision with a justified human choice. For a process engineer, add an AI literacy gate before automation. Can the process owner explain the model's role, identify failure modes, verify outputs, define escalation, and stop the system? Tool fluency alone is not operational control. Brazil watch. No material Brazilian development was found in the last 72 hours. The latest meaningful signal remains the National Data Protection Authority's publication, on July 27, 2026, of the English version of its technology radar on generative AI, originally released on July 21. The Ministry of Education's AI in Education regulatory sandbox also remains relevant, with no new public result located today. These are primary institutional sources. The authority's radar maps risks. It is not binding regulation or evidence that safeguards work in practice. The education sandbox is designed to generate evidence, but public test results are not yet available. For educators, student data, provenance, and the right to understand automated decisions should be part of learning design. For engineers and professionals, personal data flows, permissions, logs, retention, and accountable owners should be mapped before integration. For citizens, the central question is whether experimentation is transparent, contestable, and accessible beyond well-resourced institutions. Today's reading does not change a core project premise. It sharpens an operational question: what evidence would show that a learner or professional can engage, create, manage, and shape AI responsibly, rather than merely obtain a polished output? Reflection question. If AI literacy is not tool use, what behavior would convince you that a student or professional can still judge, refuse, and take responsibility when the tool is persuasive but wrong?